Native Americans have been mobilizing to stop construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline for months. And this being a big election year, the question is, will the Native protests translate into Native votes next Tuesday? The World's Maria Muriel has been trying to find out.
I started thinking about Native voter turnout when I was in Cleveland this summer for the Republican National Convention. Native Americans were angry the RNC was being held there. Native leaders in the city felt disenfranchised, ignored. One man, Philip Yenyo, told me it feels as though Natives are extinct as a people. That made me wonder, now that Native communities are in the spotlight due to mass protests at Standing Rock, are Native Americans rushing out to vote?
Well, it's really an unknown. I mean, people are excited, and I've never seen Indian country more focused on something. It's really brought people together in an amazing way. How that translates at the ballot box, I think, is a real open question.
Mark Trahant is a journalist and professor at the University of North Dakota. He's been reporting on the elections. There are a lot of young Native Americans mobilizing to protest the Dakota pipeline. But Mark says their civic involvement might end there.
A lot of young people aren't seeing this at all in electoral terms when I talk to them. They see it as a separate issue.
Lori Wiocki of the Native American Voters Alliance says the same thing.
We believe that voting is only one tool in the toolbox, that it's not the be-all, end-all, that there's a lot of other strategies that must be implemented if we're really going to build a more healthy and vibrant Native communities.
Lori's talking about strategies like the demonstrations going on right now at Standing Rock. She's based in New Mexico, the state with the third highest percentage of Native voters. But Lori couldn't say with certainty how many of them actually show up to vote.
Oh, my God. So it's very, very tough. I will tell you that data in Indian country is horrible, horrible, horrible.
The National Congress of American Indians is trying to compile more reliable Native voter numbers. Jacqueline Pata is the executive director. And even though she was homesick when I called, she really wanted to talk about this. Because she says, historically, Native American communities had a distrust of the electoral process.
In order to vote in the federal elections, you had to disavow yourself from your tribal citizenship, even so much as having to sign away that you are recognizing yourself as basically assimilated Indian.
And Native Americans couldn't even vote at one point. They weren't U.S. citizens until the Indian Citizenship Act of 1924. And it took even longer for some states to grant Native voting rights. In New Mexico, where Lori Wiocki works, the right to vote was only granted in 1948.
And the reason being, initially, they didn't want Native people voting, especially in local elections, where the races are much closer.
It's hard to track Native voter enrollment and turnout nationwide. But from the interviews I did, it seems like local elections are of higher priority for Native voters. That's where they feel they have a better shot at protecting their land and getting access to services for their communities. It's not clear whether the Standing Rock protests have increased Native voter enrollment. But Mark Trahant, the North Dakota professor, says he definitely hopes they have.
If there's ever an election to get people focused and turned out, it would be now.
Then he told me about a Washington state senator who's Native American, and he was trying to convince Native millennials to show up at the polls.
And they were giving him a hem and a haw about not wanting to vote, and they didn't like either of the candidates. Then he said he let them have it. And he said, get out off your duffs and go vote. He said, even if you don't want to vote for the president, look for all the other people you can vote for and use that power. We've fought too hard to let you waste it.
For the world, I'm Maria Muriel.